all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or by going to veteransradio.net, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.net. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We also want to thank Eisenhower Center. It's a brain injury recovery center. Learn more about EisenhowerCenter.com. They're located in Michigan and in Florida. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at LegalHelpForVeterans.com. Contact us if you'd like to be a sponsor on Veterans Radio, and let's move on to our program. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Troy Broussard. He is a senior advisor on AARP's Veterans and Military Families Initiative. He's also a U.S. Army veteran. He was involved in Desert Storm. We're going to talk a little bit about an issue that, you know, kind of gets my juices going every time, and that's when the fraudsters out there, the scammers, the no good guys, take advantage of veterans and military personnel because they're kind of, you know, preying on us. So, Troy, I want to start with welcome you to Veterans Radio.
It's a pleasure and honor to come and speak to you and your listeners, and most importantly, to share this information that I think it's critical to our veterans and military families all across the United States.
Well, you know, you're now the listeners are going, wait a minute, I hear a little something in that man's voice. You're a good old boy from Louisiana. How'd you end up in the Army?
I'm a Louisiana native from a very small town in Louisiana named Arnoldville, a good French name there. And I will tell you, it was a situation where I was looking for some funding to attend the local university in our city. And the Army was an opportunity for me to pay for college. And I will tell you, it has been one of the most great experiences of my life to serve this country. And some of the things that I've learned in the military, I still do today. You know, my closet, my shoes, my clothes are lined up a certain way, and that came from spending my time in the military.
Well, you went to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette to pick up your bachelor's degree, and you got your master's of business administration, MBA, from Southeastern Louisiana University. You've had a distinguished business career as well. But we're going to talk about a survey and some work that AARP did to look at how veterans and military families get sometimes taken advantage of by those scammers and schemers. Tell us why the initiative thought we ought to look at this issue.
Absolutely. You know, what we did was there was some research that was done. This research, and what we found in this research, that nearly 40% of veterans and military families were more likely to lose money to scams than the regular civilian population. And for us, and this is a follow-up survey that was done back in August of 2021. It was a follow-up survey from something that we did in 2017. And what we found is that, you know, veterans and military families are significantly more likely to be targeted and lose money to con artists than our civilian population.
That was the shocking number to me, that 40% more likely to lose money to scam artists. Now, it's not because veteran and military families are, not as sophisticated. Maybe it's because they're more compassionate. Why do you think this is?
Spoke of it very clearly. These scammers know that veterans and military families, they have a sense of duty. They have a sense of purpose. And once that their time served is done, you know, they want to give back. So these scammers are very sophisticated. They'll use jargon, military jargon. And this military jargon, and what I mean by that, they'll use words like DD Form 214, which is our military records. And then they'll make comments like your MOS, which is your military occupational specialty. These are key terms that allow the defenses to go down and make us veterans think, oh, this is like my comrade, okay? And then at that point, that's when the scam starts. That's when they're trying to get your credit card number. That is when they're trying to verify your social security number. Now your identity is stolen. And then secondly, here comes the credit card charges that just cause so much havoc with veterans and military families.
And that's one of the things that they're really good at doing is these scammers come in all different shapes and sizes and go after all sorts of different information, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a very specific, with this survey, very specific scams that target veterans. You know, these fake veteran charities or causes, again, really harping on the fact that we want to relate and make the veterans and their families think they're giving to veteran causes, which is a falsity. And then also there's, you know, these VA home mortgage loan schemes. And then the worst one I think that's out there is these bogus free medical equipment for service-related injuries. So, for example, they're going to harp on that the veteran has been hurt serving our country, and then we're going to tell them, give me credit card information for a processing fee, and then we'll go ahead and send you this free equipment. Well, let me tell you what happens. The processing fee is an exorbitant amount, and there's no equipment coming to the veterans or their family.
And this isn't a small problem. One of the things I was really surprised at in reading the report from AARP and the Federal Trade Commission is for military retirees and veterans, they lost about $60 million in 2020. And when you pull in spouses and military consumers, that number jumps up to $122 million that are lost. That's a huge number.
You know, if we could just take it in for a second and for our listeners to really hear what's going on here, to those veterans and their families that sacrificed for our country. Look at the totals, nearly, when you look at military and their families, $122 million in 2020, you know, to fraud and identity theft, like you mentioned. This is something that, here is the part that is really shocking. You know, we know that are scams that are significantly underreported because sometimes there's a shame of reporting this. But we need to focus our attention on the scammers themselves and make sure that we bring those individuals to light and make sure that our veterans and their families know that they are, you know, they are victims here. You know, they are the one that's being victimized. They're not the person that's the target. So let's go out there and get those scammers. And that's why we want to bring this to light at AARP, let our members and our veterans know that this is, out there and the target, the bullseye is on them. So we want to make sure that they're aware of it.
Are there things which should be, you know, when that guy's got you on the phone and he's working you, yes. As you're listening to this story, are there sort of red flags, Troy Broussard, that we ought to be telling people, hey, if you hear this, you know, red flags ought to go off for you?
Right. The number one and most largest that we found here, the number one thing that I, when we're looking at everything, the biggest one is, you know, veterans never have to pay for their own service records. If told otherwise, it's a scam. So please, I would love to repeat that one more time. If veterans never have to pay for their, they never have to pay for their own service records. Those are always free to veterans. If you're told otherwise, it's a scam. That's number one red flag. They're asking for your credit card information or to verify your social security number. Red flags. Please stay away from those types of calls. Have your script ready. Have your, I call it your no script. Have your no script ready. No, I'm not interested. And hang up the phone.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to be ready for them so that you kind of don't get sucked into answering one question, then the next question. And the other area that you guys at AARP found was this, and I had never heard of this, so I want other people to think about this, this idea that you're going to get some sort of free medical equipment is going to be delivered to you. This bogus medical equipment isn't how VA works. A little bit about this, how this scam gets conveyed out and how people can avoid it.
Right. I think that the big thing that we want to make sure that what we identified, you know, with this scam, I mean, with this survey, is that, you know, the VA will never ask for your personal information via email or by phone. You know, they're not going to threaten you with claims, with jail or lawsuits if you don't provide this information to them. And again, I'll just go back to the point that they're going to utilize someone who has been hurt, you know, and unbelievable that we would go through that type of information to really scam our veteran community. And to get bogus medical equipment or even talk about that or to scam those scammers, we must bring that to light. And the best way to lower your risk, you know, is to make sure that there's this robocall blocking service that you can utilize to make sure that you do not, you know, that you can hang up and you can lessen those types of phone calls coming to you. And again, if you're getting suspicious emails, do not reply back to those at all.
Yeah, that's a really good point on the robocall or making sure you're on the do not call list, the federal government do not call list. And I let me see, I think I saw somewhere how you get on that. Do you recall off the top of your head there, Troy? Can you tell us how we get on it?
Yes. What you can do is you can go to the do not call, go to donotcall.gov. If you can go online to donotcall.gov. Now, it only stops our telemarketers from calling the number, but it will cut down on the amount of calls that you get, making sure that you'll know that scams are easier to spot. Another important piece I would love to add to this would be make sure that you go to and put a security freeze, like on your credit reports with each of the three major bureaus. This will stop a criminal from opening up new accounts in your name. See, this is where it gets very, very tricky for our veterans and their families. Now I have your social security number. Now I can go open up new accounts in your name. And then this even causes more heartache, more troublesome for our veteran and their family. So placing that security freeze on your credit report is important. Signing up for the Do Not Call registry and making sure that you have a robocall blocking service set up. These are critical for it. And there's one other thing I would love to share. As it relates to these veterans saying, hey, we have this wonderful veteran charity. Why don't you give us money to it? What you need to do is please go to www.charitynavigator.org, and you can put in the name of the charity to ensure that it's a legitimate and that the funds are going to a purpose and a cause that you are comfortable with. But again, have your no script ready, okay? And if they call in, say, I'm not interested, hang up, and then that will be able to help stop and prevent these scams as well.
We're talking to Troy Brassard, who is a senior advisor on AARP's Veterans and Military Families Initiative, about some repeat survey work they've done on scammers and fraudsters who target military families and veterans and military-friendly folks. One of the things that we've run into, and I want you to talk a little bit on it, sure, is the fake charity that sounds like a legitimate nonprofit, maybe that we've all heard about.
Absolutely. The scammers, again, what they have done up to this point, they have created a relationship with you. We're talking about things that are important, like DD Form 214, what was your military occupational specialty in the military. Now I'm danger trust, okay, over the phone. And now I'm going to tell you about this fake charity, and I'm going to share with you. They're going to share with you all the unbelievable things this charity is doing, and how you can support, and how you can make a difference right now. Is to get your credit card out and let's go ahead and put a donation to that group, so you can impact families right now. And at that point, once that credit card number is received, no matter what number you agree to, whether it was that $100 or $10 or $5, that person right there, that scammer, has your credit card information and is running up your credit card. So again, when you start talking to someone calling about a charity that's veteran related, I would ask them, give me the information, please, and give me a number where I can call you back. And then at that point, you take that number and you take that information from that charity, put it in the www.charitynavigator.org, and make sure it's legitimate before giving any of your information out to any suspicious individual over the phone.
And like I said, they'll sound like an outfit that you've heard of. I don't care if it's the DAV or PVA.
Yes.
At the state level, I know we had to involve the Attorney General here in our state because there was this outfit running around saying it was the American Paralyzed Veterans Association.
Oh my goodness.
And everybody thought it was the legitimate PVA, and it wasn't. It was a scam using a name that sounded pretty similar. And it was a way to suck people in because they had seen the advertisements or the stories about a regular service, you know, a legitimate veteran service organization, and they thought they were helping out. So you got to listen carefully.
You know, or something that sounds very similar to the DAV or the VA. You know, they'll use one letter off or something along those lines. And I just think, you know, what I want to share with everyone is to please do your due diligence, okay? Be calm. Don't be in a heightened state of emotion. Be as calm as you can be, and make sure, especially if it's over the phone, you can hang up at any time. And by hanging up at any time, you're in total control. So I think sometimes the pressure comes from thinking that we do not have the control. When in all essence, we have all of the control when it comes to dealing with these scammers.
So you've talked about the new do not call list and how you get onto that, donotcall.gov. You've talked about charitynavigator.org to check out whether or not the name they give you is a legitimate name or a fake charity. And you also mentioned something that I don't know much about, and I'd like you to explain a little bit more.
Sure.
Is the security freeze on credit reports with the three major credit bureaus. Can you elaborate on that for us, Troy?
Absolutely. And I will tell you some of the findings that we did find, that 81% of veterans and military respondents to the survey, said that they did not have the security freezes on the credit reports. So it is extremely easy to do. You go to the three major credit bureaus, you give them a phone call, and you tell them that you would want to have a security freeze. So I'll give you just a quick example of how great this security freeze is. I have done this, of course, on all three of the major credit bureaus. And it was time for me to purchase a vehicle for my daughter at the time. And, you know, I had honestly forgotten that I did this. Okay. So I get to the dealership to purchase the vehicle, whatever the case is. And the guy comes back after he ran, you know, whatever needed to be run for me. And he says, I'm sorry. I'm unable to access your credit file. And the minute he told me that, I received a phone call. Okay. And the phone call stated, hello, Mr. Bruce Hart. I just want to let you know that someone is at a dealership and what they're trying to do, they're trying to access. Is that okay? Is that you? And I was sitting at the dealership and I said, yes, it is me. So this is a great way on how, again, it's all about us being in control. It's all about us making the right decision to make sure that we are not being scammed or things are being opened up in our name without us being fully aware of it. So I would definitely recommend that individuals go to annualcreditreport.com for more information on these credit freezes. They can and you can do them for a period of time, whether it's 90 days or 120. But again, go into annualcreditreport.com for more information on these credit freezes will protect you in a safe way and protect you from these scammers.
That's great information, Troy. And it doesn't impact, it's not like you're turning off your credit card at all, is it?
No, not at all. It's actually providing you protection to where you can provide them a telephone number. If they see anything that looks suspicious or out of the ordinary, they will call you and then you will be able to verify it to you, of course, and then prevent any type of malicious activity from happening to your account.
Well, I think we all have to be a little more vigilant probably than we are. And it's very clear that veterans and military families, since they're 40% more likely to lose money to these scammers than the civilian population, really needs to turn up, if you will, its sensitivity on this. It's just the times we live in. These scammers are really sophisticated, and they keep changing their tactics, don't they?
The tactics will continue to change, but the three things that we can do to stay on the course and stay positive, I think number one is when faced with this situation, ensure that you remain as calm as possible. I think that's number one. The second thing I would work on is make sure that you develop a no script. No, I am not interested in donating anything at this time. Thank you. And hang up. And lastly, I do want to share is that if you do hear of one of these potential scams, we would love for you. We have a group called the AARP Fraud Watch Network. It's a helpline that individuals can call. It's 1-877-908-3360. And this Fraud Watch Network helpline, we have trained volunteers that are there, and they will take the information that you provided about the particular scam or what scam or potential scam that almost happened to you. And you can take that information and give it to us, and then we will make sure to share that. So it's twofold now. You're preventing yourself from being scammed, and then you're helping other individuals across the entire country to be on the alert. And then what we would do is with the Fraud Watch Network, we send out alerts that let people know of the most common scams in their area as well as in the United States. So I would definitely tell folks do those three things, especially our AARP Fraud Watch Network, which is absolutely free to everyone.
Well, I believe everybody knows who AARP is. I would just tell them to go to AARP.org. That's the website where you can learn more. But as we come to the end here, though, sure. Troy, can you talk a little bit more about what the Veterans and Military Families Initiative at AARP is set up to do and kind of what the future looks like?
Absolutely. Ask all of our individuals to all of our listeners to go to aarp.org/veterans. And, AARP back in 2017 started the AARP Veterans and Military Families Initiative. And the focus was to make sure that we reach our veterans. You know, at AARP currently right now, we have nearly 5 million, 5 million members. And of those members, they're either served our country or are part of a family, a veteran military family. And our focus is to provide free resources to our veterans, and that's free fraud resources. And what I mean by fraud is to protect them from being in a fraud situation. Caregiving resources. We want to also make sure that we provide financial resilience through our Work and Jobs initiative. That if you want to re-career, you get a free opportunity to do that. You get some free resources. And the most important part is that we want to make sure that we assist veterans and their families to connect to their earned benefits. You know, we want to work together with the VA and connect them to the Department of Defense to ensure that system is very easy and it works very seamless for them. So I'm very proud, you know, as an Army Desert Storm veteran to now work for an organization like AARP with currently 38 million members. And then now we're able to provide this type of initiative to serve an audience that I am very, very passionate about. And it just makes me proud to serve my country. You know, we're always looking for our second mission. Well, I found mine, okay? My second mission now is to now help all of our veterans, military, and their families to just provide them resources that it's free for them, number one, and then that they can protect themselves. So I'm very excited about our initiative and the great things that we're doing going forward.
Well, I encourage folks to go to AARP.org/veterans. You'll find a great page with a lot of good information, curated information, and good, accurate, good information. I see a story right up here on VA extends time to respond to notification letters. This is a current mailing problem that a lot of veterans are having. They get stuff late and they run out of time to respond. I see an article posted on important benefits to know. So real good information here, even for caregivers, which I think is so important. If you're taking care of a veteran, at times it wears you down and wears you out. And this has information and stories about that as well. So a great site. I'm glad to point folks in that direction, Troy.
Awesome. We call it, I'll be very frank with you, we call it a one-stop shop, one-stop resource shop that provides our veterans, military, and their families a one-stop resource that lets them know about what's going on, what's important, what's current, and how to protect them from scams and fraud, our Work and Jobs, our health and wellness, and of course, financial resources and caregiving, like you mentioned. So it's a great one stop. It's free to go there. And then take a look there. And then also, as it relates to caregiving, there's also a military caregiver guide, a resource page, and the actual military caregiving guide that is specific for veterans and their military families because of their unique situations. Please go to that. There's so many things to talk about there. We could be here for another 2 hours, okay? maybe even three, because I tend to talk a little bit too much. But I will stop right there, and I just really appreciate the time to come here today and just talk about something that is that I'm very passionate about, and I just want to make sure your listeners, your audience is protected. And for all of those who have served out there, and before me, and provided me an opportunity to serve this wonderful country, I want to thank you and say that I salute your service and the families that have supported them as well.
Well, we want to thank you, Troy Brassard, Senior Advisor on AARP's Veterans and Military Families Initiative, for telling us a little bit about what AARP is doing, warning us a little bit about the fraudsters, and it's clear as a proud Army veteran, your passion for this area. So thanks for talking to veteran radio listeners today, Troy.
It was my pleasure, and I appreciate what you and your organization does to help reach veterans and their families and to provide them information to help them live their best lives. Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We would again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, Eisenhower Center, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Presscorn Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. They keep us on the air, as does your support. Go to Facebook, go to veteransradio.net, and support our efforts. And until next time, you are dismissed.